So, Paul, let's follow up.
So he got all the choices that Tom mentioned in his case. And, of course, he read the data. And for your readers, if you want, his blog is available. And he will tell you how a physician reacts to these treatments if you want to read that on his blog.
And but when was he actually diagnosed?
Well, a few months ago.
Just a few months ago, okay.
So he elected to receive pemetrexed, carboplatin, Avastin, and cetuximab. He was diagnosed about a couple of weeks after the SWOG trial of that combination ended. And at the time, SWOG had analyzed the data, and we knew that it was safe to do.
How'd you get the insurance companies to pay for it?
Insurance companies paid for his treatment.
Wow.
What happened?
Here's his scans post-cycle two. His PET scan is totally normal. The CT scan showed no evidence of disease except for this small primary lesion.
Wow.
So he had a near or complete response after two cycles.
Any side effects, toxicity problems?
Well, of course, his skin rash was horrendous, indicating that he did have the EGFR pattern, but most patients do with cetuximab.
It was uncomfortable, cosmetic, or both?
Both. Both. And one of the things we're going to talk about here, of course, is what to do in maintenance.
How bothered was he personally by the skin rash? I mean, in view of what was going on with his tumor.
You know, he's won a bunch of awards. And he received an award from the AGA in the middle of this. And he continued to work throughout the treatment. But, you know, his skin rash, we all treat skin rash. He hated it. I mean, the skin rash.
What made you give carbo instead of cis?
You know, he got the choices, okay? And this is what he elected to receive.
Paul,
I personally
think
there's no
difference
between Alimta cis and Alimta carbo, but I don't think there's any efficacy difference, personally.